never give up. Fighting till the end, gotta get back up. No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost.
Keep moving, gotta get back up. What? Keep moving, gotta get back up. Keep moving, gotta get back up. What? Keep moving, gotta get back up.
Happy, happy, happy Tuesday. Come on in. We are going old school today, way back, long time ago, about 2006, I think. Old school Scott. Kind of crazy. You can get old enough to have an old school version of yourself, right? Like they say, don't let the old man in. Keep learning, keep growing, keep doing your thing. But a long time ago, I was having some trouble doing my thing. I was getting in the way of myself. I was making some bad decisions. Didn't mean to. It just kind of happened. What I said, what I did, what I didn't do, stuff like that. So to keep things simple, which is, I do anything around here, it's keep things really simple because most of what we know in life is not real complex. It's already been figured out. You just got to do it. That's all. So we break it down to keep things simple. And today, I don't get any simpler. I will change your life today. There's going to be something that happens today. If you absorb what I tell you during this program, and it's so simple, something is going to happen today and you're going to respond differently and it's going to change your day. And you're going to thank me for it tomorrow. I promise you. I know it's coming. I've seen it happen before. It is a Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day, episode 4,782 on our way to 5,000. Crazy back then. I said, one day I got out of bed and I discovered this podcast thing. I said, well, wait a second, this podcast thing's like radio. I did radio. I can do this thing. And felt like I wanted to do a personal growth thing. Well, that's my channel. Let's go do it. And we had a very simple mission. It was just, if I could get out of bed every single day and know there was this one guy, he talked too fast. He got too dramatic with his voice sometimes. He slurred his words occasionally. Sometimes he said stupid stuff. But, you know, he got out of bed and he kept living his passion for life and going after it. And it's about 50,000 people a day do the same thing. And there's a Facebook page, too, where they do the same thing. If I could just have that one place and I knew somebody is taking on the world no matter what gets in the way, then it'd be worthy of doing. And here we are, you know, 20 years later almost. So good to have you. Thanks for stopping by. By the way, let me eat a little bit of crow before we get going. Give me about 30 seconds here. I did get a little bit out over my skis. Is that what they say? See, I had my Face Your Passion workshop coming, and I scheduled it for March 7th, but came to an epiphany over the weekend, a realization, or maybe it was an evil look coming from my wife's eyes. I'm going to wear my wife out, wear my staff out, wear everybody out. My dog and cat don't like me. I'm not going to get any sleep if I try to push it because I'm really trying to make this really effective for you, and we're almost there. I pushed it back to March 14th. And thanks for letting me do that. March 14th, you're already registered. Just hang in there. I'll send you some more info on that. If not, just go to faceyourpassion.com. Get registered for the Face Your Passion workshop. It's going to be very cool. Some stuff about motivation and passion you probably haven't heard before. And I'm going to twist your thinking just a bit. It's going to be well worth your time. Faceyourpassion.com. So a long time ago, I had another epiphany. I have lots of epiphanies. You know what an epiphany is, right? It's like when you go, oh, man, it's a click. Wow, something just makes sense. It's a millisecond in time when something pops in your head and you, oh, although sometimes, have you noticed, sometimes you go click, uh-oh, it kind of works both ways, I guess. A crazy world we live in right now. It's really crazy. I mean, it's just seriously crazy out there. Everywhere you go, there's busy, busy, busy people near their thing. And have you noticed in this busy world when you're trying to personally grow and become, you know, a better version of yourself, if you will, the best version, whatever you want to call it. Sometimes it's hard to make a good decision. Now, personally, I don't know anybody who's ever purposely made a bad decision. Actually, I think if you purposely make a bad decision, you've decided to make it, which means you think it's probably a good decision or it's going to go the direction you want it to go. But I don't know anybody who's ever purposely made a bad decision. I know lots of people who tried to make a good decision but ended up with a bad decision. You usually don't know until about 6 months later, do you? Man, glad I made that decision. Boy, I wish I hadn't done that. So I've said this before. You know that I'm a former fat guy. Living in a relatively thin guy's body. Kind of hot, actually. Kind of silver foxy these days. You might like me if you're about 60 years old. Former fat guy living in a relatively thin guy's body. I'm an expert at getting fat. Always have been. I have been fat, though really fat, for probably 25 years now. Finally got a hold of that and learned how to do it. I'm an expert at building a lot of muscle. Expert at goofing off, too. So you can't be good at losing weight unless you're good at gaining weight, right? I'm good at all that stuff. But I learned a life lesson a long time ago that I still use to this day, and that's what we're going to talk about today. So let me tell you a quick story about where all this happened. It's all about the story, right? I was a kid. Most of us have been kids. I was a kid in Manassas, Virginia. Back then, going out to eat was a very special occasion. I grew up in the 70s, even though I didn't have a chance to really truly enjoy the 70s because I couldn't get into any of the nightclubs or anything. I was too young for that. I was a kid in the 70s, possibly the very worst place to be. Better to be a kid in the 60s and grow up in the 70s, right? But, you know, eating out was a kind of special occasion. Not only did we only have three TV channels and those stupid TV trays that we used to use to watch them, people didn't go out to restaurants. They didn't do it. You couldn't swing by every place and get kind of decent food at a gas station, right? You couldn't do that. But one weekend, things were changing a little bit, and my parents were coming into some wealth as they got a little bit older, and I wasn't spending all their money for them. And they introduced me to a concept that would change my life. The all-you-can-eat buffet steakhouse. My goodness. All-you-can-eat buffet steakhouse. Now, from that day forward, I got to tell you, my Husky pants, they stayed with me forever. In fact, as I get a little bit older, I think we discovered elastic, and I had another version of Husky pants, but nothing beat my sixth grade purple and lavender Husky pants that got me laughed at by all the girls. The buffets are dangerous. I had to have a solution. How could I stop myself from being just... Well, first off, I had a rule in the buffet, the first thing. The buffet was very simple. My rules is reconnaissance. Actually, there's a rule before that. Never go to a buffet. Just don't go. If it says all you can eat, just don't go there. Secondly, reconnaissance. If you are going to go, go in and run the bar, the buffet bar, and figure out what you're going to eat. Go get a small plate, come back and get something, then run the bar again. Figure it out, bring it on back, right? So my first strategies work fairly well. But my Husky pants, they were getting tight. So I had to figure out something else. As I got a little bit older, a little more mature, could understand my thinking, decided I'm the boss of me, I got to listen to myself occasionally, can't always disregard the boss, right? I adopted a philosophy of choosing food this way. Stop, think, and order. If that didn't work, I would employ my advanced version. Now, this is not for everybody. You can try this if you'd like to today at lunchtime, but it's not for everybody because you're going to get up there, you're going to smell the food. It'd be like, I know what Scott said, I'm not going to do this today. But here's the advanced version anyway. So the first one was stop, think, order. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compound of products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Second one is stop, think, think again. Order. We're breaking a pattern is all we're doing here. We're getting you to the point you have a trigger that's coming and firing you, and a trigger is messing with your life. And what you know about triggers is once you can identify a trigger, you can eventually stop the trigger from happening. So we're identifying a trigger, identifying likely a pattern in your life, or stopping and interrupting that pattern, very NLP style stuff. Boom. Ah, make you move. We're interrupting that pattern and we're applying something else. See, actually, here's what's happening. Come a little closer. Say, when I say stop, think again, think again and act. When you say think again and you interrupt that pattern, you are actually technically in a bit of a hypnotic trance. What is that? It's a place between. You were thinking one thing. You haven't got to the next thing yet. You're floating in the middle. It is that in-between place, boom, where they can pull you into trance. A stage hypnosis guy can do that. You can do it to yourself. All I'm saying is when you say stop, think again, you interrupt the pattern. You have a chance, a real fighting chance to make a good decision. So I did that with food, and that was working really well. But then I noticed something else. I noticed sometimes I'd be in a situation where I had to respond to something, and somebody said something to me, and they said it in that way. Some people say things in that way because they know that way is going to get under your skin. Some people say it because it's just kind of people that get under your skin, and they can't help it. It just happens. Some people, they just say it in a really nice way, but it's the way I was thinking that got under my skin. And so what I do, just like what you would do, I would react and say something stupid before you know it, I'm digging myself out of it. Happened a lot. My mom used to say, you can get yourself anything, can't you? I said, yeah, the problem is I get myself into things. I had to fix that. So I updated from stop, think again, order, to stop, think again, act. And I began to apply it to everything I do. If you can do this today at some point in your day, as simple as it means, I'm telling you, I'll change your life today. In fact, can we do this? If it's early in the morning and you have a whole day in front of you, I want you to write this down, or at least remember this if you can. Stop, think again, act. At some point today, when you sense that moment in time, when something happens, somebody's in your face, something's going on, you don't know what to do, and you're like, where I go, stop. Think. Wait a second, I got to figure it out. I'm ready to go. No, think again. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Act. Boom. And by the way, sometimes the most powerful version of stop, think again, and act is put a zipper on your lips. I'm just saying. So one day I was talking to my mom. My mom is 92. She's going to come visit. Honestly, I'm so excited. I never thought that my mom would ever come to Florida again. I never thought they'd make the trip again. My sister, she lives with my sister. Never thought she'd be coming down and see us. And so she's all excited and she's talking to me like every other day. I'm still coming. If I'm alive, I'm coming. It's kind of funny. She's coming to see me again. But one day I was talking to my mom because we have lots of conversations. If anything I'm really proud of in my life is that I've always stayed really close to my family. I've always made those calls. I'm the guy that is called at least once a week, unless my mom said, you know, you don't need to call once a week. Every other week is good. And she has said that a number of times. One day I mentioned this newfound way of thinking that I just told you today. You don't have to stop, think again, and act. How it can change your life. I mentioned it to my smarty pants mom. And she said, isn't that like listening before speaking? Thinking before acting? Sounds like something I may have said to you before. I'm never going to admit it now. I mean, she may have said it, but stop. Think again. Act. Today your life is going to be more awesome than it was just 2 minutes ago. Go to faceyourpassion.com. Get registered for my Face Your Passion workshop on March 14th. Also, if you want to talk about cool stuff, go to Facebook, dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. We'll be there. And if you really like what we're doing here, come on back tomorrow, because I'm going to do it again on the Daily Boost.
Keep moving. Gotta get back up. What? Keep moving. Gotta get back up.